I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I dream of how we used to be in the day, the less convenient day, and how far from how that is today. Oh, golly gee, Miss Susie B, won't you come back home?
Welcome to the IDP Show. I'm your host, Josh Raymer, joined in the So Shack tonight. On my right, Adam Markham. On my left, Bobby Reynolds. Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Doing very well, Josh.
It's gotten a bit cold outside, Bobbo.
Loving it.
Not me. I hate it.
I was going to say, I don't think it kept you from the golf course today, it sounds like.
No. But I looked at the weather for next week, and it's going to get colder. So, like, well, I better get them in.
Get them in while you can, Bobbo.
Does anybody ever bring their golf cart to the course anymore? That was a big thing when my grandfather was playing.
A few people do it.
Yeah.
Not a lot, though.
You were bring baller. Their own personal cart to the course?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my granddad had, like, the doors, had the heater in it and everything.
Yeah, I mean.
Basically just his vehicle?
Oh, yeah. He pulled it with his caddy.
Like his minivan?
Oh, that would make such a big difference if you had a heater in there with, like, the little flaps that, you know, keeps the wind out and stuff.
He had the real doors, like a freaking car.
Yeah, that's awesome. Slide it back like a van door.
Someone on the course today had one of those deals where it was like the motorized carts that go by themselves. You know what I mean? Like the like for walkers.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. Oh, kind of like weird that. Looking. You're just like, you know, looking out on the fairway, and then you just see just this cart just driving
by itself.
Like a pull cart?
A pull cart. Oh, okay. There you go, yes. Okay.
I was going to say, that sounds like a stunt from Jackass or something just, right there.
I thought you meant like
the cart was driving.
Cart, they're just walking while the cart's driving.
It's like, why do you have that? Just get in the actual cart,
yeah,
sir.
Sorry, listeners. I'm sure I confuse everybody. No, the pull cart.
The pull cart.
But yeah, okay. Like, because they'd be going down hills and like get a little wob, and you're like, oh, is it going to tip? And you're like,
Adam's rooting for it to tip. Tip.
I do think about Kyle B a lot this time of year where it's like, man, it was cold today. And it's just like, Kyle's just like, shut up.
He's picking ice out of his beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
the guy has two holes in ones, folks.
Seriously, people. This man needs to golf. It's all he has.
Wasn't it in a really small time frame as well?
Like, it was within like a week or two of each other.
Yeah, maniac.
Yeah, that's
some folks.
He sold his soul. I mean, that's the takeaway,
right? He
did
something.
There's some dark magic involved.
Something stinks.
Yeah, doesn't smell right.
Uh-huh.
Bobbo, I think you were trying to throw it back to the earlier days and bring us some Pop-Tarts tonight.
I was trying to bring out unhealthy Josh.
I know, man.
Hadn't seen him in a while.
You get that gluten from that Pop-Tart in this stomach, and I think I'd be passed out on the floor.
How long have you been gluten-free?
Since last Thanksgiving. It's been a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a rough week for
Worst
you.
Worst year of my life. I was thinking today, I miss donuts so bad. Donuts are the one thing I miss really bad.
Yeah, Gad's. Woo.
It's the best, man.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
No, I had we were at Kroger with my son dressed like a dinosaur and my dog. Don't tell a Kroger employees because they might be pissed about that. But, yeah, I was down the Pop-Tart aisle, and I bought so Apple Jacks now has their own Pop-Tart.
Do they really?
Oh, cool.
But that's so good.
There's a banana pudding Pop-Tart, and there was also I forget what the last one was. It was a really strange one as well. Maybe like peach cobbler Pop-Tart. Bought three boxes in preparation to eat them tonight with you boys. Me and Adam should have just ate them. Josh, you could have
Bobby
watched.
Bobby messaged me. He's like, how long have you been off gluten? I was like, about a year. And I was like, will you get like, I was like, yeah. I mean, if I eat several bites of Pop-Tarts, I think I'll be in pretty rough shape.
About time for you to give back in,
Josh. I know. I miss it. I do dabble from time to time, but.
With what?
Like fried chicken, you know. Okay. I miss fried chicken. Like going to Chick-fil-A and getting their grilled nuggets was so depressing.
You just get wrecked after that, though.
That's okay. No, okay. But like breads and pastas, like your boy's hurting.
I think it's all just like a mental
psychosomatic. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this stomach pain, this agonizing knife in my side is totally made up.
Sorry,
it's all
Josh.
In my head. So welcome in. This is the week 11 recap. We are really glad you're here. We've got another.
We're pretty glad.
Yeah, we're pretty glad. Like 7 out of 10 glad you're here. We've got a very fun week of IDP action to recap. We had another couple 40-point scores. We're going to talk about a couple big-name players and some really good scores from across a lot of these games. So, boys, what do you say we jump into it and kick things off with the aforementioned 40-point scores? And we updated the Chasing Greatness. Elite Seekers, as Arn has dubbed this, scoreboard. Khalil Mack and Jalen Phillips add their names to the wall. Khalil Mack is back on the wall after his 80-point outburst earlier this season, and Jalen Phillips etches his name on the wall as well, going against the Raiders, who have surrendered their second 40-point score, and Khalil Mack versus the Packers, who also have already surrendered a 40-point score. The Packers gave it up to Alante Taylor. The Raiders gave it up to Khalil Mack. So start your edge rushers against the Las Vegas Raiders is the lesson I'm taking away here. I think that Khalil Mack game was the first Aiden O'Connell, the rookie quarterback there? Yep. Yep. I think that was the first Aiden O'Connell game. So, because it was, I mean, Khalil Mack was just teeing off on this guy. I think it was 6 sacks.
That's right. That's correct. Yes.
So, yeah, the Raiders.
Khalil Mack's been awesome this year, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though he had that big 6 sack game, I mean, I think he's at 11 now. So,
yeah.
Love to see it. They're going to definitely need him now that old Joey B is.
Yeah, we don't have an update on Joey B yet, but crying on the cart usually
I guess
like,
we should clarify Joey Bosa. There's another Joey B.
Joe Burrow in a bad situation as well, out for the season. Yeah, it was a bad week for quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson out for the season. Joe Burrow out for the season. Yeah, I was thinking that today, like how much we missed out on with a lot of these exciting quarterbacks just done for the year.
You just see based off of how many primetime games they put the Jets in like preseason.
Oh, my God.
Seems like every
Zach
couple
Wilson
weeks.
Got benched today. Finally,
yep. Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Wow. I did Dynasty Debates podcast with our boy Evan Lucian here recently, and he said that there's been 10 rookie QBs yep. this year.
Yep,
that's insane. True. Just to play, you know, to start.
Was Dorian Thompson? He starts today.
Yeah, DTR did.
Yep. Was that his first start?
No, it was a second. Yeah,
better than the first one, I guess.
You also had some under like Tommy DeVito is a rookie as well. Aiden O'Connell,
okay for. Fantasy,
fine.
I guess.
Yeah, for fantasy at least, he's been fine.
That's
you
all know, that matters.
You had Richardson, you've got Stroud, you've got Bryce Young, you've got Will Levis now. So there's four highly rated guys all starting games. Mm-hmm. But like
O'Connell.
Yeah, O'Connell. I mean, but think of what we've missed out on with A-Rodge going down, Richardson going down, Burrow's out for the season, Watson's out for the season. I mean, Rodgers is maybe going to be back mid-December, it sounds like, but if the team is in contention, so he ain't coming back, I don't think.
No, I think it's just, he wants the drama.
Which is such a shame because all those Jets games, man, that defense keeps it pretty close, except for today. God, today got a lot of hand a
little
so bit.
It's so sad because if they had Rodgers, they would absolutely be like 7-3 right now, man. Uh-huh. It's just pitiful.
And,
so,
and that's like Adam said a couple weeks ago, you know, Garrett Wilson goes from being like a dynasty top 5 wide receiver to I think today he had like 2 catches for 10 yards.
It's just pitiful.
It is sad.
And now you got the trade rumors on Twitter that they're going to go after Davante Adams in the offseason and try to reunite those two. It just feels like, what are we doing here? You know, it's like, all right, cool, whatever. Run it back, I guess. But anyways, boys, let's jump into the IDP recap and let's start with Thursday Night Football. We mentioned Joe Burrow out for the year with the wrist injury, but the IDPs, we had some good ones in this game. Headline for the Ravens side, 8 straight games with a sack and 9 out of 11 on the season for Mr. Justin Matabike Matabukake. 13.95 points in week 11, 20.52 points per game average the last 5 games, 3 tackles, a TFL, a sack, and a QB hit on 64% of snaps. Top 3 for the Ravens, Marcus Williams, Jadeveon Clowney, Odafe Owe. Headline for the Bengals, keep your eyes on Jordan Battle. Addy, you called him out in the trade show with Steve Falco last week. The Bengals might have 2 usable safeties now as his snap share increases up to 86% of snaps. Nick Scott benched. Jordan Battle in, 14 points in week 11, 12 tackles, 86% of snaps. Top 3 for the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson, Mike Hilton, and Logan Wilson, who is getting a lot of flack on Twitter for these alleged dirty hits in that game. So, Addy, where do we want to start in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we got to start with Jordan Battle.
Let's do it.
That was someone that I was saying you should be targeting in your dynasty leagues. But unfortunately, now you're going to have a lot more.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, the price just went up a little bit. So, but I think most people understood this was coming. I mean, this was their third-round pick. I think he was out of Alabama, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And most people expected him to be drafted higher than the third round. So this was a great ad for Cincinnati. Really fun duo back there with Dax Hill and Jordan Battle. So, yeah, I'd love to see that. Logan Wilson, tough week for him.
Can we cool it? I didn't think that the hits were dirty.
It's the hip tackles?
The hip drop, yeah. Yes. But I saw a video circulating, like, this is how they've been training players to make tackles.
And what do you want them to do?
These are
two grown men.
It's so easy to litigate these when you see them slowed down to, like, 1/100th of a second. Like, in real speed, what else is he supposed to do in that?
Yeah, Mark Andrews fighting for yards. You got to bring him down.
He's coming across, so he gets him and takes him to the ground, you know, just to try to stop his momentum. He's using his momentum to stop Mark Andrews, and it's just unfortunate. Like, I don't know, Bobo. That left a bad taste in my mouth, everyone dogpiling on Logan Wilson.
You see that happen a lot. If Mark Andrews hadn't gotten hurt, I don't think Logan Wilson really gets dogged for that. But is it bad on me to kind of be maybe back in on Odafe Oweh?
I was going to say.
No.
Shoot.
Three tackles, a TFL, a sack, and a QB hit on 57% of snaps.
And I think it's a little bit of an embarrassment of riches there because, I mean, not riches, but there's some good play being had there on that defensive line for the Ravens. Clowney and Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah.
Both a bunch of, you know, free agent guys that have just been lingering all year are now suddenly, you know, relative in IDP and great plays, honestly, from 1 week to the next. I really like Odafe Oweh, Madubuikwe, however you say his last name.
Madubuikwe.
Gosh, dude, he is fun. He plays a lot of snaps. I think 64% of the snaps this week.
Yep.
70 PFF grade for Madubuikwe, and then Odafe Oweh with almost an 80 overall PFF grade on the season. I think Macri talked a little bit about it on his pod at the end of the season, just talking about Oweh and his pressure rate being decent, and maybe just give it a little bit of time with Oweh. And I don't know. I'm kind of coming around on him a little bit. That bend and that burst that comes out of that long frame there from Oweh is just gets you going a little bit.
The pressure rate is very decent, 15.9%.
Pretty good.
The first 10 games, or through the first 10 weeks, whatever. And then Kyle Van Noy also has been really good pressure rate, 16.6%. Clowney, 15.4%. So all those guys are doing really, really good this season. Mm-hmm. Love to see it.
Yeah. Like you said, it's kind of weird to say this because it feels like a bunch of cast offs and spare parts, but like kind of an embarrassment of riches now along this defensive line with Madubuikwe, Clowney, Oweh, Kyle Van Noy.
And that's how the Ravens want to play ball. You know, they want Lamar to run the ball. They want to have a good running game now with Gus Edwards and Keaton Mitchell, and they want to play with a lead. And then that's going to give the opportunity for not only that defensive line, but then Roquan and Pat Queen are known to get a sack from one game to the next. So.
Yeah, best linebacker duo in the league behind them. You got great safeties, cornerbacks. I mean, this defense is just stout.
Kayham will get you three.
Sure.
That's right. I think he dropped a pick in this game, if I remember correctly. But we'd be remiss if we did not mention that Trey Hendrickson has been awesome here recently. Yeah. Another great game, 16.4 points, two tackles, two TFLs, a sack, and a QB hit.
I benched him,
68% of snaps.
Well, he had that weird knee.
Yeah, he was banged up. I thought, man, Hendrickson's out there balling because Hubbard was out, right? Yeah.
Hubbard's out.
Yeah, Hendrickson, 17.08 points per game the last five games. He's been one of the top 10 edge rushers the last 5 weeks.
Once again, the young guys didn't really take advantage of their opportunity. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jermaine Pratt's been pretty stinky as of late, so that's been annoying. But
Nick Scott got benched, I think.
He did. Oh, yeah, so he's. I think that's permanent. I don't think they're going back.
No.
He's been the worst graded safety in the league this year.
Yeah it was like 30. Yeah. It was like 36
in the
something.
30s. Yeah. It was really bad.
Rough free agent look there.
Yeah, so let's talk about Sunday and move to Cowboys versus Panthers. Will this be the nail in Frank Reich's coffin? A lot of talk and chatter pregame about that he has the hottest seat in the league. I'm kind of waiting for the news to break here late Sunday night that Frank Reich has been let go. I think your former DC, Brandon Staley, is not going to be far behind him. He threw a little hissy fit at the podium today. Bad look for old Brandon. But let's talk about Cowboys whooping up on the Panthers, 33-10. This was Cowboys headline, Deron Bland, 4 pick sixes this season, tied for an NFL record. He needs one more in 7 games to stand alone atop the top. Bobo, you think he gets one more pick six?
Sure.
Let's give it to him, right?
Why not?
Seven games to get one more pick six? This dude's a ball hawk right now.
I don't see much change in there for the Cowboys. I don't think that's too far fetched.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, the dude has four. Why would he not be able to get five and seven more games, right? So
him and Geno Stone just pick six masters this year.
That's really, really bizarre.
Geno Stone's had a bunch of picks, but
so let's talk about top scorers for the Cowboys. Micah Parsons was the headliner here, 32.2 points, six tackles, two TFLs, 2.5 sacks, three QB hits. I saw a play on Twitter where he literally got to Bryce Young before the dude had a chance to, I think, hit the top of his drop.
Yeah.
He was on him in less than 2 seconds. Like, I don't know what Bryce Young is supposed to do in that situation. We mentioned Deron Bland, 23.75 points. Sam Williams, there he is again, 13.95 points. One tackle, a TFL, a sack, and two QB hits. On the Panther side, headline, Brian Burns didn't ruin your week, but until he gets back to his former self, Frankie Louvu is the only Panther we feel good about starting. I've said this before, and I agree with Aaron's point here. 22.5 points for Troy Hill. He was the leader for the Panthers. Frankie Louvu, 17 points. 15.42 average the last five games, eight tackles and two PDs. And then Brian Burns, 12.25 points, three tackles, a TFL, and three QB hits, 9.8 points per game average the last five games. Mm. Bobo, what jumps out to you from Cowboys Panthers?
Micah Parsons is him, you know.
Yes.
That's pretty clear. You look at a lot of the metrics, you look at the PFF, you look at the snaps that he's playing. Micah Parsons is just the best defensive end in the league. And, yeah, I mean, there's not really a good Cowboys linebacker that you want right now. We keep thinking that there's going to be some clarity on that front here from one week to the next. We haven't seen that yet. And I agree with Aaron here. I have Brian Burns benched in a couple leagues just because it's kind of the Rashawn Gary conversation that we had last week of do you sit Rashawn Gary? And I think a lot of the answers were don't drop him, but you kind of want to sit him. Brian Burns is very similar right now. Three tackles, one TFL, three QB hits. So he's close, but he just doesn't really have any help. Frankie Louvu is a guy that eight tackles, two PDs this week. That's really the only guy in Carolina that's worth talking about right now.
I agree. You mentioned the Cowboys linebackers. Marquise Bell was the leading snap getter at linebackers. Mm-hmm. Shout out John Macri for those snap counts. Damone Clark was 75% of snaps. Bell was 85, and Rashawn Evans was 12.
Man,
so Addy, are we continuing to sit Brian Burns here? Depends on league depth.
I don't think so. It's nice seeing him back out there. I'd have a hard time sitting him. I mean, I don't think he can have him any worse than like a edge two type.
Let's talk about this. So, this next coming stretch for Brian Burns at Tennessee, at Tampa Bay, at New Orleans, Atlanta, Green Bay.
Pretty good.
I like that
pretty
Atlanta good. And Tennessee mm-hmm. matchup.
Absolutely.
Baker's been surprisingly hard to sack on the season.
Mm-hmm. It's a good offensive line.
Yeah.
Sam Williams, that is a sack in three straight games for him.
Wow.
Well, heating up a little bit.
Heating up. Also, I wanted to point out Carolina has a fella by the name of DiCaprio Boodle.
Oh, DiCaprio Boodle is like a top shelf name for us this year. I saw that on the little intro because I was watching Red Zone this morning. I was like, DiCaprio Boodle, huh?
So
we're doing this.
I like that.
I like that a lot. He's skyrocketing up the, what is he, a cornerback?
I think he's starting to get a little playing time. You know, he's
DiCaprio.
They were keeping him in the shadows early on, but now it's Boodle season.
It's Boodle season. I need Johnny to make some sort of Leonardo DiCaprio booty hole joke here.
Big Titanic fan.
Yes.
Good movie.
Very good movie. Saw it twice in theaters. Don't know why.
I bet you I know why. I know four reasons why.
Yeah. The acting was tremendous, and you know it. Browns Steelers, next game on the list. Browns eke out the 13-10 win over the Steelers in the most AFC North game you've ever seen. Headline for the Browns, Okoronkwo and Za'Darius Smith. Two sides of the same coin. You might as well flip one when trying to figure out which one to start in non-best ball formats. This week, Za'Darius Smith, just 5.5 points, two tackles at a TFL, whereas Ogbonia Okoronkwo was 25.85, five tackles, four TFLs, a sack, and a QB hit. Myles Garrett led the way, though, for the Browns, 26.3 points, two tackles, two TFLs, two sacks, three QB hits. Lord of mercy, Myles Garrett has been good this season. Also good, Grant Delpit, 11.25, 7 tackles in a TFL, 12.23 points per game average the last 5 games. Steelers headline, after 14.5 sacks last year, Alex Highsmith has been underwhelming for IDP so far this year, with only 4.5 sacks through 11 games. 56% of his points have come in 2 games, just 5.5 points in week 11 on 6 tackles. TJ Watt, though, his running mate, was the leading scorer for the Steelers. 23.7 points, 20 point per game average the last 5 games, 6 tackles, 2 TFLs, a sack, 3 QB hits. Landon Roberts, we talked about him a lot last week with Quan Alexander going down. Cole Holcomb's already on the shelf as well. Fire up a Landon Roberts, and he rewarded managers who did just that. 22.75 points, 15 tackles, 2 TFLs, and then Channon Sullivan, 16 points, rounding out the top 3. Addy, where do you want to start from Brown Steelers?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Landon Roberts, very nice to see.
Pretty nice debut.
15 tackles yep. with the, as a you know starter debut, so love to see that. Alex Highsmith, that's what he does. I mean, you know, I know it's inconsistent, but, I mean, look at the log from last year, very similar. I mean, he has these monster weeks, and then he's quiet for 3. You know?
Better in best ball.
Yeah, exactly. Cameron Hayward, we didn't mention him, but it's nice to see him back out there. He's been back for 3 games. Hasn't really, you know, blown up for us on the stat sheet, but I think we'll start seeing him sprinkle some sacks in. Will be a fine DT option for us to close the year out. What else? We got anything else, Bob?
I agree on the Landon Roberts take. Did Mark Robinson get much play today?
No. It was actually Michael Walker as the LB2. Robinson was down as the LB3.
Wow. I love Landon Roberts. I think he could be a little junior Frankie Louvu from last season. You talk about a guy that a lot of people acquired to kind of make a stretch run there for 2022. Frankie Louvu was great down the stretch, and I think Landon Roberts could be much of the same.
100% of snaps for Landon Roberts, 84% for Michael Walker.
Wow. That's...
So jettison your Mark Robinson shares and go pick up Michael Walker.
What'd you say that was again?
84% for Walker.
Wow. That's really good.
Really
that's,
good. Because we weren't seeing that kind of usage when it was Cole Holcomb and Quan and Landon Roberts, but now seems to have solidified. I mean, Walker's going to be the 2. Roberts is going to be the 1.
What a
world.
Couple of years for Michael Walker.
Truly.
You know, this is what it feels like his 5th team. Yeah. He was out Chicago for a couple weeks, wasn't he, this year?
He stopped for a cup of coffee and left.
What a vet.
Yeah. So, I hope you blew your fab on Landon Roberts because he's going to be a top 12 option moving forward, it seems like.
JOK with a decent dame. Dame.
Decent dame.
Decent dame. 10 total, 7 total tackles, 6 of them solo. So, I don't know. I keep thinking there's going to be a little bit of clarity on the linebacking front there for Cleveland, but
still no.
Sione Takitaki with 5 tackles, 3 solos.
Just stay away. Mike said, he's like, I'm a Browns fan. I've been saying it since the beginning of the season. Just stay away. Let somebody else have the headache. So
Obo's been
great,
though.
That's enough for me.
That's been a great free agency signing for Cleveland.
Yeah, he's not been great for IDP. About 5 points per game average the last 5 games. But
who is this?
Obonia Okorongwo.
Has he been banged up?
I don't think so.
No.
We don't have the snaps for this one yet. Just recording on Sunday. But, TJ Watt and Myles Garrett. If you drafted those guys early in the best ball drafts that we did this offseason, you're feeling great because both of these guys have been tremendous.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier today, too. What linebackers that you drafted early have you felt good about?
Foyer.
Roquan.
Zaire.
Yep, Zaire. That is truly probably the biggest.
Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, a lot of the top linebackers.
I haven't felt good about Bolton.
Devin White.
You haven't felt good about Devin White.
TJ Edwards has been really good. Yep. So
Quay Walker for a stretch there.
Yeah. When he's played, when he's been healthy, you know, just hasn't been healthy a lot of the year. Saw Devondre Campbell went out in this week. So
Shaq Leonard there in the second for a while was just
that's nuts. Ridiculous. That was just like people not paying attention.
Yeah.
Panicking and drafting the first big name they seek on Sleeper's whack ADP.
Jordan Brooks has panned out.
He's been great.
We'll talk about it. He's been a little bit quiet the past couple games.
Been really bad the last two games, but yeah.
For the season,
sure.
Been a big surprise.
And he was, you know, he wasn't really that high up there in ADP.
No.
I think he's a little hurt right now.
Yeah, probably so.
I think he was questionable this week.
That would make sense.
Let's talk about Bears-Lions. Lions come back to get the 31-26 victory. Headline for the Bears, Montez Sweat is in the sack column for the first time in a Bears uniform. Tremaine Edmonds returns from injury into our lineups with a bang. Montez Sweat, 12.8 points in week 11, two tackles, a TFL, a sack, and a QB hit. Top three for the Bears, Tyreek Stevenson has been really good here recently at the cornerback position. 23 points in week 11, 10.6 points per game average the last five games, four tackles, an INT, a forced fumble, and a PD. TJ Edwards, like we mentioned, he's been great. 19.45 points, nine tackles, a pick, a PD, and 17 points per game average the last five games. There's Tremaine Edmonds, 19 points, nine tackles, a pick, a PD. So Tremaine Edmonds is back. We'll see what the snap share looked like if they were easing him back in. But for IDP, both linebackers in this game were tremendous, Addy.
Yeah, I mean, if you forgot that Tremaine Edmonds was coming back and you left Jack Sanborn in your lineup, you were okay. He got himself a sack this week.
He did. It was funny. I saw they mentioned on the broadcast that he has three sacks in his career, all against Jared Goff.
Oh, wow.
Kind of just a weird quirk, right?
Huh.
Yeah.
I love that.
So poor Jared Goff's like, I'm so tired of seeing you, Jack Sanborn. Please go away. Please stop stalking my nightmares. On the Lions side, for the first time in his career, Alex Anzalone's PFF grades are matching his IDP scoring. Should we call curtains on the Campbell breakout for 2023? Yes, we should. Unfortunately, it was Derek Barnes as the second leading snap getter at the linebacker position. Anzalone was 100%. Derek Barnes was 95%. Jack Campbell was 61%. So we're going to look to the future for Jack Campbell. The future is bright, but Alex Anzalone has balled out this year. We have to give the guy his flowers. Leading scorer, though, in this game, Brian Branch, 21.5 points, six tackles, three TFLs, a PD. Alex Anzalone was second, 19.75. He's averaging 18.5 points, 74.1 overall PFF grade. He had 15 tackles and a fumble recovery. And then Aiden Hutchinson, six tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, and a QB hit, 17.5 points. Addy, a lot of the big Lions IDPs showed up in this game.
Yes. Looking at Brian Branch, he has played 93% of his snaps in the sweet spot this year. Mainly dominating in the slot, but just fantastic usage. And, yeah, I mean, he's given us some nice weeks, you know, for a rookie. 11.7 points per game the last five games. That'll bump up a little bit now. But, yeah, I mean, that looks like that should have been their first-round pick.
Truly.
Instead of Jack Campbell.
Yes. We'll feel better about Jack Campbell, I think, next season, Bobbo.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I think Aiden Hutchinson, though. How are you feeling about Aiden Hutchinson? We're heading down the stretch. We've got 3 weeks of the fantasy regular season left after this week. What's your trust level with Aiden Hutchinson? He's been a little quiet here recently. Just 10.4 average the last five games.
Scale of 1 to 10, probably a 6.
Comfort level?
I mean, yeah. You feel comfortable. I don't know that you feel, you know, super optimistic that he's really just going to blow up. Let's look at the stretch that the Lions have here coming up. So, Green Bay next week, at New Orleans, at Chicago, then Denver, and at Minnesota.
That's a nice stretch.
Yeah, that is a nice little stretch. You know, Aiden Hutchinson, I kind of think is real similar to Brian Burns right now from the standpoint of he's kind of doing it by himself. You know, Burns really doesn't have any help there on that defensive line, and Hutchinson has been much of the same. You know, I really expected somebody to help him out there. Wow, did Ivan Pace just get a fumble?
We're watching the end of the Broncos-Vikings game here in the Soad Shack.
I think they were saying he was down. But Okwara brothers haven't stepped up there. Julian, Romeo. There was another guy. Josh Pascal hasn't done much. So, yes, my confidence level in Aiden Hutchinson, I don't know.
I think it's like a 10 in terms of the talent and, like, the dude's a stud, but just the surrounding cast is just...
He needs some help.
It's garb. I mean, there's just not a lot there, Addy.
Yeah, but he's going to be in favorable game scripts, you know. I mean, that's a good offense. They should get up on people. Teams will have to pass to stay in it. So, I mean, that should allow him a lot of pass rushing opportunities. I mean, from a PFF standpoint, he's been fantastic this year. 15.2% pressure rate, playing a ton of snaps.
That's the thing.
89% of the snaps. Insane. Yep. I mean, you can't sit Aiden Hutchinson.
No, you're not sitting him. I think, read that stretch again, Bobbo, of his upcoming games. Because I know you mentioned the Packers just gave up a 40-point game to Khalil Mack.
They're at home against Green Bay next week, then at New Orleans, at Chicago, then at home against Denver, and at Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a really good stretch.
That's a great stretch coming up. I mean, God, you get Chicago and Justin Fields.
Yeah.
You get New Orleans. Is that going to be Jameis? Is that going to be Carr? Like, I don't know what Carr's status is, but
the beauty, I feel like, of the Detroit IDPs this year has been that the Detroit offense, it seems like a lot of these over-unders are huge. They're putting up so many points week in and week out. Each team is just having to throw and throw and throw. Yep. And so, I don't know. Anzalone is another guy to where I know of a deal that's going to go down in the XFL in the next day or two, where a contender is actually going to get Anzalone. But Anzalone's been really, really good, man. 18.5 points per game over the last five games.
I wanted to see what his ADP was because I'm thinking it was probably down in like the 30s.
Anzalone?
If not lower.
Yeah.
Because everybody was excited. I think Jack Campbell may have actually been higher than Anzalone was in the ADP.
I mean, what are we doing in Anzalone with Anzalone in Dynasty?
He signed a deal there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he sticks around there in Detroit, I mean, they love him.
Yeah.
So he's and then you see the fans. The fans love
section,
him.
Yeah, with all the wigs, is just phenomenal.
So everyone's buying in. Everyone understands the long hair does have some type of magical mm-hmm. power.
Sure.
We've been preaching this for a long time, guys.
Yeah, I was way off. Alex Anzalone, LB54.
Wow.
So that's mm-hmm. you're going to hear a lot of probably IDP MVP chatter for Alex Anzalone.
Is he a top 12 LB this year?
He's around it. I mean, yeah, he's definitely around it.
Jack Campbell was LB24.
Wow.
30 spots separating these guys by ADP. So we just missed. I mean, it just seemed like Alex Anzalone sucks, and the dude just has played better. That's the thing. This dude has never graded well. He's in the 70s for his overall grade this year.
Well, I mean, we just didn't see the Derek Barnes thing.
Yeah,
I think
true.
Like if it was just those two linebackers, I feel like there's room for two linebackers to get like at least.
It's just been like the Texans. It's been up and down with it's Barnes, it's Campbell, it's Barnes. It's
it was
Campbell.
Rodriguez a little bit at the beginning of the year, but now it's those three. But it just feels like. Let's just have two of them. Come on.
Wow. And why do we want Derek Barnes to be one of them? Yeah, Broncos just scored, it looks like. Sorry, Addy.
A minute something left.
So Josh Dobbs now has to lead a last-minute comeback. Let's go. Let's move to the next game, though, fellas. Texans get the 21-16 victory over the Cardinals. Texans headline, boy, we hope you didn't cash out on Blake Cash Money. Before the Perryman suspension, Christian Harris also made the most of his opportunities with Henry To'o out with a concussion. Christian Harris, 17.25 points, 5 tackles, a TFL, and 2 PDs. I wanted to also give you the snap counts. It was Blake Cashman and Christian Harris at 100% of the snaps.
What are we doing?
Corey Littleton at 10%. So, shout out John again for those numbers. But top three, Blake Cashman, 37.55 points in week 11, 19 freaking tackles, a TFL, a sack, a PD, and 2 QB hits. 86.2 overall PFF grade this season. One of the best linebackers, just quality of play-wise, and an IDP production has been there to match. Derek Stingley, back from injury, 20 points, 6 tackles, a pick, and 2 PDs. And then Will Anderson, 18 points, 2 tackles, 2 TFLs, a sack, and 2 QB hits. The boys called him out with their IDP pro tip of the week. Steve and Joe did, along with Mike Wohler, to go and trade for Will Anderson, both in Dynasty and Redraft. And he was good this week, Bobbo.
Yeah, absolutely. Will Anderson, you're only going to keep him down for so long. I'm really excited to see what the future looks like for Will Anderson with him and D'Amico Ryans. Hopefully my boy Jonathan Grenard, I don't know what his contract looks like with him, but that's kind of a young little fun duo there for the Texans. And yeah, I mean, Blake Cashman, good gosh, 37.5 points in week 11, 19 freaking tackles, 1 TFL, 1 sack. So the question has to be asked, what do we make of this with Denzel Perryman having his suspension lessened from three games to two games.
Okay, so you've got
one more week without Denzel Perryman, and then what's our confidence with any of these linebackers? Because one of them has been good from one week to the next. Who are we going to trust for the playoff run?
It's Cashman.
Yeah, that's it. They've got to let Cashman get his run now. Yeah. I mean, he's proved it like multiple times now, like where he's just been, you know, the
monster,
the number one linebacker there, yep. and he's performed, and the grades have been great. Everything's been good.
86.2 PFF grade.
That's got to be one of the highest in the league this year for linebackers.
But also making plays on the reg, you know.
19 tackles, y'all. How many linebackers have had almost 20 tackles in a game this season?
Roquan last week.
That's nuts.
That's true, yeah.
But, yeah, I think your boy, like a month or so ago, told you guys, send out some fourth-round picks for Blake Cashman.
Yep. That's the kind of guy. Him, Nate Landman, as we all predicted.
Spillane.
The men.
Levante David.
The Landmans.
We've told you to buy these
and the
people
Cashmans.
A lot over the last month.
Who did I go get last week?
You've got a lot of them. Yeah, I think you've got a lot of them.
Yeah, Big Bob. Yeah, just all the lunch pail whites.
Smart, he's listening.
Doing work.
It's tough, man. Linebackers have been hard this year.
Think about the guys that are going to win titles for people. Nate Landman, Cashman, Anzalone, Spillane. Yeah.
And also think about it, like, if you don't...
Drew Tranquil.
If you don't try and load up on linebacker early, you can go out and buy these vets, like, midpoint in the season, like Bobby's doing. Like, if you can piece together a room, like, late into the year. Like, you don't have to panic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, because the people that are rebuilding are going to be fine selling these pieces off.
This is not a guy I'm going to keep around to next year, because you don't want to hold too tightly to these guys.
But we've seen like four or five trades the past 2 weeks that have involved like top 20 linebackers. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point in the season.
Yep. I have Spillane. I have Tranquil. I have Landman. I have
Cashman. You just need to go get Anzalone.
Let me tell you who I also have. Roquan, Ernest Jones, Zaire, Nick Bolton.
So no one has any good linebackers in this league, apparently.
The problem, though, has been that, like, Ernest Jones has been on the shelf there for a while. Nick Bolton's been out for a while. So in a league where we roll out three linebackers and an IDP flex, you can be deep at linebacker, and then all of a sudden, after a week of injuries, you're like, oh, gosh, I don't have that many linebackers.
It's not a bad idea to have a bunch of linebackers stashed in a true position league.
And I don't have any picks left, so we're poor on that front.
That's going to say, you're pick poor, but you're linebacker rich.
We'll be all right.
There's worse things to be.
You could probably trade one of those linebackers for a pick or two.
I got Jerome Baker.
Hey, guys, who wants to give me a third for Landman? Yeah, no one's giving you anything for Jerome Baker, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to get rid of him here. Somebody, please.
Jerome Baker. You may have to pay a pick to get someone to take Jerome Baker.
He's going to be a free agent next year. Well, hopefully he can land in a better spot.
Does have him go back to the – or was he with the Steelers originally?
I don't think so. I think he's only been with
– Have him go to Pittsburgh, where they recycle these guys, it seems like.
That's a Landon Roberts job now, Josh.
Cardinals headline, the defense was already gross for figuring out who to play for IDP. If Kaiser White's injury causes him to miss any time, Chris Barnes should fit right into the grossness. Just hold your nose when you put him in your lineup. Leading scorers this week, Jalen Thompson had a hell of a game. 30.9 points, 8 tackles, a TFL, a pick, a sack, a PD, a QB hit. Chris Barnes was balling in the absence of Kaiser White, 21.85 points, 3 tackles, a pick, 2 PDs, and then Leckie Fotu?
Yes.
Defensive tackle, 19 points, 4 tackles, 2 TFLs, a sack, and a QB hit. Not much to say on the Cardinals side other than if Kaiser White is out, Chris Barnes becomes a very hot name on the waiver wire this week. Let's move to Raiders Dolphins. Dolphins squeak out the 20-13 win over the Las Vegas Raiders, who the story came out this week, which I thought was kind of interesting, that the players have completely seized control of the Raiders organization, and Mark Davis is fine with it. Now, will he be fine with it after the team loses to the Dolphins? We'll see. But for now, it sounds like the players are having a great time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, they're like smoking blunts on camera and stuff.
Was
like
it blunts or just like cigars?
I don't know. It looked like it was hand-rolled. So.
That's a weird thing.
You're talking about Max
Crosby?
I think he's a man in recovery, so I'm assuming that was probably just a cigar.
I saw that video. It just felt like a little too much. What are we doing here, guys? Why we got to get this on video?
I think they're just so...
There's kids watching.
Yeah, I think they're so fired up that McDaniel... yeah. And as Adam watched this back with his kids, I think they're just so happy. It's like ding dong, the witch is dead kind of thing with McDaniel and Ziegler gone. So I get it. You want a party. We got to remember, these are like 22, 23-year-old guys. Like these are
I was
out of college.
I was giving Max a hard time a while ago about that. But then I was like, man, that he's 25. Like every 25-year-old is annoying as hell.
Yes.
Bro, how do the Raiders have any money left? Aren't they still probably paying Gruden?
And they're a cash poor organization. Yeah. So, like, Mark Davis must be talking to some loan sharks in Las Vegas because That is not a cash rich organization.
And now he's got a guaranteed contract that he's going to have
to pay McDaniels and Ziegler. Those contracts are fully guaranteed. They get every penny of those.
Somebody was saying the other day they knew who the next coach was going to be.
Jim Harbaugh is the rumor.
Oh, yeah.
There was a story today linking those two, so we'll see.
Sure.
A lot of weirdness at Michigan.
Contract too.
So, Raiders headline, he may have missed four games with injury, but when on the field, Nate Hobbs has been an elite CB/DB option. Top three for the Raiders, Max Crosby, 22.2 points. 19.67 the last five games. Max Crosby is amazing. Six tackles, a TFL, a sack, a PD, and two QB hits. Nate Hobbs, 22.2 points. Eight tackles, a TFL, a forced fumble, and a PD. And then Big Bob Spillane, 19.75 points. 13 tackles, a TFL, and a PD. On the Dolphins side, Eddie, I'm going to let you talk to us about who was the top scorer for the Miami Dolphins.
Mr. Jalen Phillips, 40.6 points in week 11, 10.8 points per game over his last five, six tackles, two TFLs, a pick, two sacks, one PD, three QB hits, five return yards, 70.4 overall PFF grade this season.
He's getting the headline. I'm just telling you right now, the episode title belongs to your boy.
He did it all, didn't he?
Got that pick. That pick was incredible. I mean, I was like, of course Jalen Phillips got an interception. Like, that man is a superhero.
He's incredible, dude. In your face, Steve. Steve was throwing some shade on Jalen Phillips.
Just, in your face.
Just immediately just baller game.
Yes, exactly.
Love to see it.
Now we just need a Tyree Wilson, like, three-sack performance to really put the bow on that.
Yeah, that one's still struggling.
Yeah, but, that one's not looking great.
We'll get there.
Looking great, though, since he came back from injury, Jalen Ramsey has been playing really well. 21.55 points in Week 11, a tackle, two picks, two PDs. And then Xavien Howard, the cornerback's got it done for the Dolphins, 14.75 points, seven tackles, a TFL, a PD. This was just so much fun to see from Jalen Phillips. And fire up your edge rushers against the Raiders and Aiden O'Connell. That's probably my biggest takeaway, honestly, from this game. This team has now produced two 40-point performances for IDPs versus O'Connell. So as long as he's the starter, Bobbo, I'm going to fire up my edge rushers versus the Raiders.
Who y'all want more in Dynasty, Mad Max or Myles Garrett?
Oh, boy. That's right there. That's like... 1A, 1B situation.
Yes.
They're 3-4 for Adam.
It's probably Mad Max slightly ahead just because of the volume.
After this season, do you want Crosby and Garrett more than TJ Watt in Dynasty?
Yes. Just because of the age.
TJ Watt will be 30.
Yeah, he's 29.1.
He still has those. He's been really good this season.
Myles Garrett's 27 something.
Speaking of which, did y'all see him?
Yes, 27.9.
Did y'all see him pick up the helmet of the Steelers player that had popped off? I think maybe it was Pickett's helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And the Steelers player came over and took it from him. And, you know, there's the Green Goblin meme that goes around where the Green Goblin mask is talking to Green Goblin. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that was the Steelers helmet talking to Myles Garrett, like, you're a coward. I'll see you. you're in the shadows depriving your true self. And it's like, that was absolutely that helmet talking to Myles Garrett. Just like one little swing, Miles. Who's going to notice?
Yeah, that's right. That was the rematch.
That was the rematch. Yeah, it was not Mason Rudolph's very punchable face, but Myles Garrett did pick up a helmet. Yeah, so to answer your question, I want both those guys more than TJ Watt.
Yeah, that's the way Adam has it. He has Crosby 3, Garrett 4, and TJ Watt edge 5.
You still got those Garrett and Mad Max ahead of Jalen right now?
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
You have Jalen behind Kayvon right now?
Oh, I don't really believe in that.
Kayvon got a little hot Jalen, today.
Yeah.
We'll talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 10.5 sacks.
I mean, I prefer Jalen there, but I think the market prefers Kayvon.
Mm-hmm.
When did you ever care about the market, Adam?
These do reflect the market to an extent.
A little bit. Yeah, there's a little bit of market baked in there.
Let's move on, though, to the Giants.
It was a joke, guys.
Everybody calm down. Yeah, the next guy up on the list
is
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Trying to tee you up, Josh.
New York Giants get the 31-19 win. There you go. I'm just all sorts of puns and metaphors.
See my way out.
Giants, 31-19 win over the Commanders. Headline for the Giants, Bobbo.
Mm-hmm.
This one's for you.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah Simmons spent more time at DB this week. Does that make him playable?
Sure, it always does.
26.4 points, four tackles, a pick, a defensive touchdown, and a PD. Now, I want to see the snap counts. I don't know what the snaps. Yeah, we don't have those yet. But if he's getting some run at DB, I don't think he's got a path forward at linebacker, but hell, why not trot him out at DB?
You can't tell me Isaiah Simmons is any worse than Jason Pinnock or Xavier McKinney. They haven't been special. I mean, they're fine. Man, Simmons gets a little DB time. I'm back in.
This was a game where I think Gary Davenport called it out on the ranking show with Jace that if ever there was a game for sacks to be had, whether it was from the edge rushers or hell, the linebackers on the commander side of things, this was it between Tommy DeVito and that awful Giants offensive line versus the Commanders giving up sacks at a near historic rate. This was the week. If ever it was going to happen, this was the week, and that absolutely came to fruition. Kayvon Thibodeau, 32.55 points. He's averaging a little over 17 points per game the last five games. Five tackles, two TFLs, two sacks, a PD, and three QB hits. You mentioned Isaiah Simmons. He was second. And then Dexter Lawrence, 23.8 points, four tackles, a TFL, a sack, two PDs, QB hit. Giants defensive lineman came through for us, Eddie.
Yeah, and there was a lot of other big games, too. Bobby Okereke had a nice game, 21.5 points this week.
I was going to say, you could be off the podium and score 20 points in this game.
Yeah, 14 tackles, two forced fumbles. Xavier McKinney had maybe his best game of the season. Best game of the season, 12 tackles and one fumble recovery. Mike McFadden got in on the action, 18.5 points this week, eight tackles and a fumble recovery. So really nice game for pretty much every Giant defender this week. Jihad Ward got himself a sack, it looks like. Nice to see it.
A lot of points to be had in this game because you look over on the Commander
two
side.
Two sloppy teams.
Yeah, just really, really just made them extra sloppy for you.
Let's get the drop.
Yeah,
extra sloppy.
Just intuit it on the board. Commanders headline, Jamin Davis has another good game at linebacker, but who's the guy to roster between him and David Mayo, just like we all expected, 30.9 points, six tackles, three TFLs, two sacks, two QB hits. KJ Henry was second for the Commanders, and then Jonathan Allen had a nice game, 22.8, 7 points over the last five games, but he had four tackles, two TFLs, a sack and a half, and two QB hits. KJ Henry had a sack and a half as well, and then Jamin Davis had seven tackles, two TFLs, a sack, a QB hit. 21.45 points. So the linebackers balled out. The defensive linemen balled out. Everyone absolutely ate. This game was a Golden Corral buffet for IDP, Bobo.
Gosh, nine sacks for the Washington Commanders. You're exactly right. Goodness gracious, everybody just got home this week.
You get a sack, and you get a sack.
I'll be interested to see what the maybe we have the snap counts for Jamin Davis and David Mayo. I'd be interested to see kind of the alignments as well. With there being some shifting from Montez Sweat and Chase Young. Jonathan Allen, obviously, you're going to play. Did Deron Payne had a sack this week as well. So you're going to play both those
Literally
guys. Yeah, they all had sacks. I don't know. I can't really figure out one thing to pinpoint. Jamin Davis, this is a nice little pop game for him. I'm probably not trusting him, though, for the long run. These are just 2-3-8. New York Giants, 4-7 Washington Commanders. Just nobody I'm really trusting here.
Yeah, I mean, just continue to fire up your edge rushers against the Commanders. And I would say the Giants, too, because you got Tommy DeVito back there starting. I mean, Sack Howell is just eating sacks at a historic rate. I mean, I think he has potential to break David Carr's record for sacks taken in a season.
Yeah,
so
I think he probably will. We should probably mention KJ Henry. Pretty nice to see the rookie get out there and have a really nice game. 1.5 sacks this week, four tackles, one TFL, 27 points. So, yeah, he was their fifth-round pick, 8.38 RAS score, nice size, 6'4". Going to have an opportunity there maybe to close out the year. So, you know, something to keep your eye on, probably out there on your waiver wires in your dynasty leagues, you know, because this guy hasn't really done much up until this point. Again, was a fifth-round pick. But
is he more edge rusher or interior?
Yeah, he's an edge guy.
Edge guy. Well, we know there's opportunity there, so why not? Why not?
Out of Clemson.
Yeah, a guy that has got the draft capital.
6'4", 255.
Yep.
4'6", 340.
They're going to try out the guys that I think they drafted because clearly – I mean, who else is there? Casey Tuhill.
He got a sack today, too.
There you go. Why not? Everyone get a sack. I got the snap percentages. So, Jamin Davis was 100% of snaps. David Mayo was 64% of snaps.
Wow. When is Barton coming back? Does anyone know?
That is a good question.
He did go on IR, but I'm definitely not, curious about him.
I've not heard anything about his return. So this was the game of the week in terms of IDP production. Let's move to the next game, though. Chargers 20, Packers 23. Packers eke out the victory. I think the clock is ticking on Brandon Staley, especially after his hissy fit on the podium.
Why is it not over?
Yeah, I know.
The clock has ticked.
I think
we're out of time.
Another embarrassing loss or two, and I think he might get canned midseason. And they'll just let Kellen Moore finish out the season as the interim head coach. That's my prediction.
Another embarrassing press conference, though.
Yeah, just a really bad look. You can stop asking that question.
They can ask whatever they want, man.
It's a free country, brother. You heard of the Constitution here? Bill of Rights?
You mad, bro?
Yeah, seriously. He's very mad. You can tell. This is what happens with coaches when they get near the end. They're having these really just fly off the handle, press moments. They're just frustrated. They know the end is coming.
I got to say, I do like when Russ is decent at quarterback. The NFL just kind of takes you back to when Russ was decent in Seattle. I like the NFL with a good Russ.
Well, Cortland Sutton needs to chill with the apology note because Russell Wilson was ass last year and deserved all the criticism and hate that he got. But Chargers-Packers headline.
What happened?
I missed that. Just
Cortland Sutton posted a blank apology note, like a template that you could fill out. And it was like, I thought Russ was bad because the advanced metrics or because the media told me he was bad or because I don't know ball. It's like, shut up, Cortland Sutton. Mm. Do something, you loser.
Hey.
It's just like,
what? Yeah, touchdown.
Yeah, it's like, come on. I'm glad. He needs to get out there and actually perform before you're posting apology notes on social media.
Ooh. Five in a row. Do not at Cortland Sutton, guys. Don't do it. We don't want a beef between him, please.
I would love to beef with Cortland Sutton. Bring it on.
Do you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Sick. So, Chargers headline, though, Joey Bosa left with a pretty severe ankle injury.
It's dominated by the IDP show.
So, Khalil Mack put up enough stats for both of them. Yeah, Joey Bosa exits on the cart. He's got the towel over his face crying.
What happened? You think it's like a knee or something?
It's a foot.
It's a foot, I think it's probably a dislocated ankle, broken foot, maybe.
He's had foot problems, it seems like, his whole career, so...
Yeah, he's just got brittle feet, as we know. The Watt boys and the Bosa boys are just brittle boned.
Big white boys, man. They're just not
built like they used to be back in the 70s when these guys would crush cigarettes and hot dogs and play 100% of snaps for 18 straight years. Right. But Khalil Mack was awesome. Another big blow-up game, 40.2 points, 8 tackles, 2 TFLs, 2 sacks, a forced fumble, a PD, 2 QB hits. Sebastian Joseph Day, 15.75 points, 3 tackles, a TFL, and a sack, 2 QB hits. Eric Kendricks, welcome back, bud. 14.75 points, 9 tackles, a TFL, and a QB hit. On the Packers side of things, Devondre Campbell left the game with a stinger. You know the drill. Isaiah McDuffie back in the lineup. Also, crack open the champagne. We got our first Rashawn Gary sack since week 5. Devondre Campbell was 11.25 points, 7 tackles, and a TFL. Rashawn Gary led the way for the Packers, though. 18 points, 2 tackles, a TFL, a sack. Keyshawn Nixon, 17.45 points, 62 return yards, 7 tackles, and a TFL. Then Carrington Valentine. Johnny pointed this out in the most recent episode of the Cornerback Corner podcast. We have Carrington Valentine.
And the similar.
We also have a Valentine fellow, I think, as well.
Sure.
So it's just really cool that they are doing this to us, making us remember both of these guys' names, which are very similar. But, Addy, let's start on the...
Carrington Valentine and Corey Ballantyne.
That's what I thought. I knew it was a CB. So very cool of them to roll these two guys out there. What do we think about, though, Khalil Mack, Addy? Another big blow-up game from a guy that you had a mini flag plan on, I believe.
Yeah, I think he's awesome. I think I think it's a good reminder that you should not write off these guys that are aging at, that were once elite pass rushers. You know, he's still an elite pass rusher. And, what is this, 10 sacks now for him on the season? 11 sacks on the season.
There you go.
Yeah, he's just been tearing it up.
Helps when you have 6 in one game.
It does help. But, I mean, even since then, he's had a 15-point game, 28-point game, and then this week 40 points. So
he can be a weak winner, but he can also be a weak loser.
Yeah, but that's the position.
Sure. You know? But it just seems like his are like, you want 30?
He's a little more boom-bust.
Or how's .3 sounds?
But the booms are like nuclear explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Level
yeah.
booms.
But, I mean, you took him as that. You know, you didn't take him as a – you didn't have to spend a top 12 pick on the guy. You took the guy as, like, DL-35.
DL-45.
DL-45.
Edge 34. So that's – you there were you locked go. In that's on right. the edge side of things.
I took him higher.
Yeah, so he was a back-end edge three for you. And that feels about right. That's where I would want to be starting Khalil Mack, is in that IDP flex
spot. I know what you mean. Like, there's a – in one of those leagues, I have Khalil Mack as, like, my edge three, and there's been plenty of times where he's been on the bench and had good games, you know?
Because there's a lot of teams out here, myself included, that don't have Nick Bosa, Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Max Crosby. I don't have a locked-in top five defensive end at my position. So I'm looking every week at – we're going Leonard Floyd. We're going Josh Sweat. We're going Boye Mafe. Like, I'm having to kind of look positionally. So, Khalil Mack, let's look. Next week, Baltimore. So, like that. But then at New England, Detroit at home, at Las Vegas, and then Buffalo in week 16. So, that you're going to have a couple good games in there where Khalil's probably a good play.
Rematch of the six sack game.
Yeah.
In the
make a note. Week 15. Yeah. It's coming.
That's your first week of the fantasy playoffs.
Yep.
15, 16, 17.
Might light it up for you.
Rashawn Gary, though, Addy.
Dude, in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Good God.
Rashawn Gary, though, Addy. Back on the sack column. Two tackles, a TFL, a sack, a fumble recovery, two QB hits. Confidence level in Rashawn Gary moving forward. Just 7.5 points per game average the last five games.
Who cares? We told you guys, settle down. 19.3% pressure rate this year for Rashawn Gary. It's, I mean, honestly, it's kind of like the knee hasn't really bothered him.
Yeah.
He just hasn't gotten home on the sacks. You know, I mean, he's playing at an elite level. So, I expect a very nice second half for Sean Gary. No issues with him being in the lineup.
Yeah. Him and Mac both are ideal flex plays for me.
I don't think we need to paper over Keyshawn Nixon. I think Keyshawn Nixon could be last year's Marcus Jones.
He is.
I think that he's the only one getting punt and kick return right now. And then, like you all talked about on multiple podcasts and previews and whatnot, with the move from the guy that went to Buffalo.
I can never remember
Rasul
his name.
Douglas.
Yes, Rasul Douglas. With that move, now Keyshawn Nixon is seeing quite a bit more snaps at corner positions. He's being targeted, 7 tackles today, 62 return yards at TFL. He's playing decent on both sides of the ball. So, Keyshawn Nixon's a guy that's going to win people some matchups here in the next couple weeks as we approach the playoffs.
Especially in cornerback required
absolutely.
Leagues. Yeah, and
absolutely.
And even in DB leagues like Sleeper, love Keyshawn Nixon.
Also, as we're kind of talking about little discount linebackers, go grab Isaiah McDuffie, because in the absence of Quay Walker or Devondre Campbell, McDuffie has been really, really good.
And Campbell got banged up in this one.
He did. Stinger. He left. Yep. So
what's a stinger? A hip?
That's a shoulder, I think. Okay. Yeah, I think one of those guys is going to be out. It's just that's been the thing all season with these guys. Quay's out. Devondre's out. I'd love to see the total percentage of snaps these two guys have played on the season together, because I guarantee you it's a very low percentage.
Also, make a note, Kenneth Murray actually led the Chargers in tackles today with 10. So he continues to have a really good season.
Yep, and I'm sure he was the snap leader. We don't have that data right now, but yeah. I'm sure he was the 100% of snap guy again this week.
Alohi Gilman with another good week.
Yep.
Let's move to Titans, Jags.
Was Derwin hurt? Oh, Derwin. Wow, more tackles than Derwin.
There you go.
7 tackles.
After Staley said they were going to feature Derwin James more in the defense, it's like, well, what have you been doing up to this point,
bud? To try to keep his job.
Jaguars absolutely blasted the Tennessee Titans 34-14. On the Titans side, not a lot to write home about, but Jeffrey Simmons did get a catch for a touchdown. Why the hell not? That was absolute. He hit the gritty afterwards. Big man gritty is always fun.
Sick.
So 2 tackles, a TFL, and a QB hit. Otherwise, Terrell Edmonds, Monty Rice were the other two top scorers, both under 15 points, though. Jags side of things, also, this was just a down game for IDP. It's kind of the inverse of the Commanders-Giants game. Another slow week for Jags IDPs this week, because instead of getting boat raced, their offense did the boat racing. Foyse Oluokun was number one, 13.4 points. Trayvon Walker, 12.4. Devin Lloyd, 10.75. Babo, not much to talk about here. Kind of one of those wonky games. I think I'm not worried about Foyse Oluokun at all. If they give Jeffrey Simmons some more touchdown catch opportunities, that could be kind of fun.
There's one thing I want to pay attention to. Devin Lloyd is kind of being a good little boy.
13.4. That was weird. Very weird. But 13.4 points per game average the last five games. 11 tackles.
Devin Lloyd, man, 11 tackles a day, 5 solos. His last 6 weeks, 18.2, 14.7, 10.2, 11.0, and 10.75.
That's fine. That's like a nice LB23 for you.
Dude, Devin Lloyd, man, he, for kind of a rough start to the season and a little benching there and a little bit of an injury in week 4 and 5, he's kind of coming alive for us. Had more tackles this week than Foye. And like you said, it's a weird week, but I might be back in.
He's back in, folks.
Back in.
Macri just posted this. We'll talk about the Vikings-Broncos game here as we wrap up, but Ivan Pace did get 100% of the snaps. So there you go. Ivan Pace season has arrived. With the very gross, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Our boy Leezy talked about the compartment syndrome that Jordan Hicks had. That is one of the grossest injuries, where the pressure swells and swells and swells in a compartment. This was his shin.
Yeah.
And so you have to relieve the pressure or you can lose the leg. So, yeah.
So what do they do to relieve the pressure?
They just have surgery. It's called a fasciotomy, I think it was. Like the fascia kind of surrounds the compartments of your leg, and I think they just have to cut it open to relieve the pressure.
Let me watch that.
So it's... maybe the grossest.
Sounds like just letting the air out of a balloon.
Exactly. That's the way he said. Like, think about a balloon. If you blow it up too much, it's going to pop.
That's what Michael Pittman had last year, 2 years ago. I think Pittman's had it. I think Tyler Lockett's had it, too.
It's gross. Yeah. It's really bad. I think he's probably out for the season if they haven't already announced it yet. You could legit lose a leg. So I'm glad they were able to get
this was who?
Jordan Hicks to the hospital.
Okay.
It's gonna be Ivan Pace season moving forward.
Yes, sir.
It's only Troy Dye and Anthony Barr, I think, right?
That's Bobby's LB10 on his team.
Yes, exactly. Nah,
he's gone. I forgot. He's on Nico's team. He's on my taxi squad.
You just gave him you gave up 100% of snaps linebacker.
What was I gonna say? My favorite part of one of the things this season was that last week they went to Troy Dye instead of Brian Asamoah. They're basically where's Pat Jones at?
I think they would have to all get compartment syndrome, and they would still bring in, off-the-street linebacker.
Brian Flores will just get out there.
Yeah, he will. He'll just suit up. He'll be like,
I'll do it myself, Brian.
Yeah, he'll bring Antonio Pierce.
He's been looking for this the whole time anyways.
Just embarrassing. Really,
maybe that's
really
something
bad
to look pay attention to. Can we add Brian Flores?
Yes, is he in the sleeper database? Let's move to the next game, though, boys, before I get more depressed about Brian Asamoah. Buccaneers fall to the 49ers, 27-14. Buccaneers, Levante David was immense until injury had him replaced by Savassier Dennis.
What does that mean? Levante David was immense.
He was really good.
That's a weird way to phrase that, aren't
it? It's an English word.
I don't care for that.
It's a UK word.
Don't do it again, Aaron.
Maybe y'all just learn the English language. That would help as well.
He's American, damn it.
We don't know words.
I knew where he was going before he even spoke.
Yeah, that's our mantra. This is America, damn it. Levante David, yes, exited with injury. Y'all also talked – oh, no, Jake and them talked about Yaya Diaby on the start-sit live stream. Yeah.
I did as well.
Was he one of your targets?
Yeah. He was one of the guys that after the rookie draft I told people to go pick.
Yeah.
You know,
Yaya Diaby out of Louisville.
But damn, he is crushing it. I did not realize he had 2 sacks in this one. So,
29.6 points, 4 tackles, 3 TFLs, 2 sacks, and 2 QB hits. He led the way for the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. Levante David was immense until he exited. 25.85 points, 7 tackles, 3 TFLs, a sack, and a QB hit. And then Vita Vea, 18.1. He has 13.21 the last 5 weeks. 4 tackles, 2 TFLs, a sack. Hopefully it's not serious with Levante David.
It
was
sounds
interesting.
Like it was a little serious.
He's an old man.
Yeah, that's right. Brittle
he's
bones.
He's an old man. Recovery time's going to – well, he's been fine, but now he's old.
It just sucks because 21.31 points the last 5 games was probably top 3 LB.
Oh, he's been red hot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. Devin White, another stinker, 3.3 points this week. Only had 3 tackles, so – maybe he can step it up with Levante going out. Probably not. But yet, Servassier Dennis, seems like he's going to be the next in line.
Waiver wire ad, I'd say.
They've got a lot of little interesting dynasty pieces, this Tampa Bay team. Also, not a lot of talent. So, a lot of these guys are getting run. You know, like Yaya was a 3rd-round pick.
They mentioned Kalijah.
Servassier is a 5th-round pick. Yep.
They mentioned Kalijah Kansi on the broadcast as well. Like the young guys they're building around with some of these older veterans.
A lot of fun pieces on that team. Antoine Winfield continues to just be a baller.
Who's going
to
be a free agent.
16 tackles this week.
For Antoine Winfield?
For Winfield.
Yeah, wow. He went bonkers.
I saw he is scheduled to be a free agent, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was looking at, I've got him and Cam Curl, and I was like, well, let's see what their extension numbers are. I was like, both these guys are free agents?
Free agents. this class is absolutely loaded, boys. You know what? While I'm thinking of it,
I did a little bit of work
the other night. Let me pull her up.
Winfield was signed in 2020.
He was drafted.
Yeah. Wow. But Curl was too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Because they're both.
Curl was like a seventh round pick.
I checked them both, and they are both scheduled to be free agents.
Wowzers. So.
Yeah, right. Are you saying it's a loaded class of safety free agents or just overall?
Overall, insane class. All right, so let's just, I got it sorted by points per game right now.
We're going to have Rosenthal on soon.
Yes,
we will.
That's the plan.
Danielle Hunter, Kenny Moore, Levante David, Josh Allen of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
Jordan Brooks, Bobby Wagner, Jonathan Grenard, Antoine Winfield, Matabuke, Patrick Queen.
Ooh, Matabuke.
A lot of good linebackers.
Jordan Whitehead, Aziz Alshier, A.J. Epinesa, Brian Burns, Keyshawn Nixon, Kyle Duggar, Cameron Curl, Julian Blackman, Christian Wilkins, Chris Jones, Devin White, Nate Landman's an ERFA, exclusive rights free agent. Don't know what that means, but that's what
he is.
Rosenthal. Frankie Louvu, Grant Delpit, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Chase Young, I guess, still.
Yeah, because he has a deal.
Clowney, Kyle Van Noy, Leonard Floyd, Legarius Sneed, Cody Barton, Jerome Baker.
Goodness gracious.
Bryce Huff.
Do a two-part free agency preview with all these names.
Willie Gay, Buda Baker, Josie Jewell, Zadarius Smith, Ryan Neal, Marcus Davenport.
My gosh.
Half the ADP is going to turn over
it's
next
insane,
season.
Boys. I mean, some of these guys will, you know, get deals.
Probably 30-40% will
Isaiah
get deals.
Simmons, Josh Uche, Casey Tuhill.
Uche's one I heard thrown out to kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah, Uche quite a bit. But I mean, yeah,
where he'll actually play.
That's a list. So the rest of the content creators can start getting on board with the look to free agency now. So
you're welcome for that freebie folks.
This is what you need to be thinking about.
We're already looking ahead. I've got next offseason already mapped out. So we'll be talking free agents come March. Oh, yeah, hopefully get Greg back on the show. I remember having that conversation with him about Uchenna Nwosu, and he was excited we added him back in and then goes on to have that massive season. So who would that be? Probably Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
So, moving on to the 49er side of things, Dre Greenlaw is back to health and back to being firmly entrenched in our lineups. Hufanga, injury, non-contact. It is a torn ACL, it sounds like, so Hufanga will be out for the rest of the year. So, another guy y'all talked about, Jair Brown, is going to be stepping into an every-down role. He was the second leading scorer for the San Francisco 49ers this week with 21.95 points. He had four tackles, a pick, and three PDs. Fred Warner led the way, 28.6 points in week 11. He is averaging almost 23 points per game the last five games, 12 tackles, half a sack, a forced fumble, two PDs, 86.6 overall PFF grade. Dre Greenlaw was awesome as well, 20.85 points, eight tackles, half a sack, two PDs and a QB hit, and then Charvarius Ward was third, 21.75 points, nine tackles, a TFL, two PDs. Babo, Fred Warner continues to ball out. You love to see it. Probably top five, top six LB on the season.
Oh, absolutely. Just fine wine. Just coming into, you know, full bloom right now. I mean, just peak acidity. You know, I don't know
all
what
those
just,
wine terms been stomped really
smell.
Well.
Very immense.
Sure.
Very immense. Very entrenched.
When I think about Fred Warner, that's the word that I go straight
immense.
To.
Sure.
When immense. I think of Miles Garrett and just shorts, I think of immense as well.
Dude, how about that? You saw that that was floating around this weekend?
I'm glad I didn't have on 3D glasses. That thing might have poked me in the eye.
Yep. We had a nice outline of that whiner.
It's like, I don't remember who posted it, but they knew exactly what they were doing with that video.
Yeah, for real.
It's like you got to blur that thing out like it's a nipple on Survivor or something.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Scared of that thing.
Survivor.
20.2 points per game this year for Fred Warner. That's incredible. A career high. I believe we were saying, this guy was going to age well?
Age well. Believe
Seems
so.
Seems like he might be aging well.
Might be happening. I don't know. Streets is talking. I just wanted to see where he is. So Foye's LB1. Bernard is LB2. Fred Warner is LB3.
Yeah.
Yep. So
let's see it.
Hold Foye. On. Terrell Bernard?
Yes.
Is he LB2 right now?
That's what it says. 177 points. Fred Warner has 173. Foye has 193. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's what I have. Addy, is that what you have?
Mm.
I'm looking at the sleeper league. Maybe I've got bad stats here. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong.
On the season, I have Warner with 201 points.
Maybe this isn't updated.
I did update these before we came. 187 for Bernard now. Wow. Bernard's averaging 17 points per game.
Wow.
So you may sort about points per game real fast for you.
Yeah, please. Would love that. Would love nothing more, in fact.
I've got the top guys done. I don't have all of it done, but I'll have that ready for our subscribers tomorrow. Sorry for the way I said subscribers right there, Josh.
That's all right. I was thinking, should I cut that out?
Should we address that?
Yes, the scrubscribers.
All right. So Foyer is your LB1 in points per game, 20.6 points per game this year. Fred Warner, 20.2. Quincy Williams, 18.5. Zaire Franklin, 18.4. Then let's pour one out for Levante David, 17.8 points per game this year.
What do we think the injury is? Do we know? Was it knee? Was it?
I'll look it up.
Like pec or bicep or anything. Hopefully nothing bad.
That sucks.
Be okay, Levante David. Be okay. Let's move to Rams Seahawks, though. Rams get the 17-16 victory. Somehow snatching victory from the jaws of defeat, Bobo.
Always.
Headline for the Rams, Ernest Jones is healthy again. There will be Christmas after all in the Reynolds household. He was the second leading scorer for the Rams this week. 18.25 points, 12 tackles, half a sack, and two QB hits. Darion Kendrick, cornerback, 21.75 points. He had three tackles, a pick, and three PDs. Jonah Williams, defensive tackle, 14.3 points, four tackles, a TFL, a sack, and a QB hit. Seahawks, Boye Mafe, had his first sackless game since week two. Jordan Brooks also logs his second straight game with under 3.5 points. Mafe, 4 points. He just had a single PD. Jordan Brooks had 2.75 points, just three tackles. Devon with him, Spoon, though, was the leading point scorer for the Seattle Seahawks, 23 points in week 11, eight tackles, a TFL, a sack, a PD, and a QB hit. Tariq Woolen was number two, 17.25.
You said it wrong.
Tariq Woolen, sorry, everyone. Three tackles, a pick, and two PDs. And then Quandre Diggs. This was a secondary game for the Seattle Seahawks. 13.75 points, 13 tackles. Bobo,
yeah.
It's nice to have Ernest Jones back to full health, back in our lineups.
It's Christmas season, man. What would Christmas be without Ernest?
Got to have him save it.
Ernest is coming on about the right time of the year. So are the Rams, you know. They're now 4-6. I literally just saw on the screen a minute ago where NBC and Fox and everybody now starting to put the playoff picture. Who's yep. winning? Who's wild card? Who's in the hunt? The Rams are in the hunt. You know, Stafford's healthy. I know Kupp went out today, so that kind of sucks. I don't know what that looks like. But, yeah, man, Ernest Jones, 13.8 points per game, average over the last five. That's a little bit of a misleading stat there because he's been a little bit banged up, and yep. I'm not even sure how far back that actually goes right there. But the thing to pay attention to, 12 tackles, a half a sack, two QB hits this week. Man, Ernest Jones is he's back in my lineup. And
he's not leaving it unless he gets hurt.
Back in my heart.
Yep. Love to see it, Eddie.
With him, Spoon, CB1. Where's he at DB-wise?
I was going to say, DB-wise, he's probably
– I mean – the guy is,
safety's depressed right now.
Yeah, it is.
Guy is DB1 as far as points per game goes. 18.9 points per game this year. I mean, he did have a 57-point game in week four, but still, I mean,
look at his log recently.
A great log, dude. I mean, 23 this week, 21.75 in week 10, 11 in week 9, 2 in week 8, 9 in week 7, 17 in week 6.
Where'd you draft him?
He made it through the everywhere I have him, I was able to pick him up after the draft. But same with RSO, he made it through to the auction, and then I signed him on a 4-year deal.
Yeah, Witherspoon was CB14, DB50 by ADP, right after Sidney Brown.
But yeah, I mean, most of those corners are gonna go. I was surprised that he didn't, because even like I remember the year that Sauce Gardner came out and was highly drafted, like he was still getting drafted in IDP leagues. I think just because his name is Sauce.
But Witherspoon is different, though, because he's actually getting play. You know, Sauce is just like, it's awesome to watch on TV because he's just locking down people.
Oh, yeah.
But in IDP, you don't really want Sauce.
And they're, you know, Witherspoon is a freaking dog. Yeah. I mean, he wants to get physical out there. He wants the action. Like, he's out there making plays, like getting his nose in there. Like, he don't care.
Yep.
So,
you want to use any more dog metaphors?
Let's see.
He's hiking up his leg. He's marking his territory. He's baring his teeth.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I got for you.
Got dog in him.
He's dog walking people.
Sure, walking the dog.
He's on a short leash.
He's great though, man. He's so much fun.
Something I want people to pay attention to real quick also, Jordan Rodriguez a couple years ago pegged the Jalen Ramsey moving to the star role, and I kind of want y'all to pay attention to Quentin Lake's usage here over the next couple weeks. I feel like Quentin Lake is getting – he's getting that sweet spot usage a little bit more every week. The guy had 8 total tackles this week, 7 of the solo variety. So aside from Ernest Jones, he was the number 2 tackle getter on the Rams this week. So, again, I don't know that this is anybody that is worth playing this year, but just kind of put a pin in it for now.
All right. Cool, track that. That's going to be interesting to follow because we know that role is very profitable for IDP. Let's move to the last game from the normal Sunday slate, and then we'll wrap up with Sunday Night Football. Bills just browbeat the Jets 32-6. Headline for the Jets, it's been a slow burn of a season for Big Q, but don't look now. He's got back-to-back games with a sack. Heating up, this is what good players do. 19.7 points in Week 11, 6 tackles, 2 TFLs, a sack, and a QB hit. DJ Reed, cornerback, 17.25 points, 9 tackles, and 2 TFLs.
Shout out, Johnny.
There you go. And then Ashton Davis had a pick, a PD, 11 tackles and a QB hit, Ashton Davis did. So, Bill's side of things, Dorian Williams' experience is over for the moment as Tyrell Dotson is well and truly cemented in that LB2 role. He was the third leading scorer for the Bills this week, 22.25 points, 7 tackles, a TFL, a sack, a forced fumble, and a QB hit. Rasul Douglas, we mentioned him, led the way, 32 points, 4 tackles, 2 picks, a fumble recovery, and 3 PDs. And Leonard Floyd, 31 points, 4 tackles, 2 TFLs, 2.5 sacks, 3 QB hits. In the musical chairs of Bills edge rushers playing well, Leonard Floyd got his turn in the spotlight this week, Eddie.
Yeah, nice to see. I mean, he had a monster game, 31 points, 2.5 sacks. So that gives him, let's see, he's had a nice year, man. I think he's had over 10 sacks. I can't do all that math right now.
That's a lot.
Math is hard.
Tyrell Dotson had a nice week, 7 tackles and a sack and a forced fumble. So, you know, he's someone that can still be an option for you. Probably playing 80% of the snaps, I'd say.
I'd say so.
So, I mean, that's a fine start. Ed Oliver continues to have a really solid year. I mean, you know, the usual suspects. Terrell Bernard, you're not getting him out of the lineup. He didn't have a monster week, but, I mean, still 6 tackles and 6 tackles and a half a sack. So,
there you go. Anything from this game, Bobo?
Keep in mind, the stretch for the Bills is interesting coming up. So, they play at Philadelphia in Week 12, and then they have a Week 13 bye, which I'm really not a fan of this year. But then they play at Kansas City in Week 14 and then Dallas in Week 15. So, the stretch where we're really needing some of these Bills players, the linebackers and the defensive backs should be great. But as far as getting Dak, Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts on the ground over the next 3 weeks might prove to be a bigger challenge than Leonard Floyd and A.J. Epinesa and Greg Rousseau are really ready for.
You mentioned A.J. Epinesa as a trade target, I believe, on the trade show.
I like him, man. I mean, he's got like a 15% pressure rate this year. Also, when you watch the games, he just looks good. You know? He
pops.
Looks huge, quick. I mean, he's a free agent. I think I mentioned that as well.
Nice. I'd like these Bills edge rushers a lot more if they were out of Buffalo.
Yeah, exactly. And like we've been talking the last few years, like whenever these guys sign these deals, like it typically translates to them being productive the next year for us in IDP. So, I mean, I think it really matters where these guys, who's a free agent, and obviously where they're going to end up.
Yeah.
And what type of deals they get, you know.
Go check out that show if you haven't yet, folks. It's on YouTube. That's a live stream we do. And the good news is it is a dynasty focus, so it has a longer shelf life. You're not having to worry about, oh, I missed it. It's a week old. It's old news at this point. No, go check it out. They talked about 5 or 6 trades, I think, Addy, and then you broke down some trade targets at linebacker, DL, and DB. So go check it out, youtube.com/@theIDPshow. We'll do one more of those, I think, before the season wraps, maybe all 3 of us for that one. So just some trade targets as we, you know, wrap up the season for Dynasty Leagues. But gentlemen, let's wrap up with Sunday Night Football. I think the Broncos squeaked out a 21-20 win over the Vikings.
That's four straight wins for the Broncos.
There we go. They are surging. Alex Singleton, Kingleton was the leading scorer. Danielle Hunter, though, was number two. Jonathan Cooper was top three. This is Justin Simmons as number four. And then Baron Browning had 15 points. DJ Wanham, 14 points. Ivan Pace, 14 points. Zach Allen, 12. Josie Jewell, 12. So, not a huge, like, boom week for either of these teams, but some pretty solid performances overall, Addie.
Yeah, Nick Benito's been struggling as of late. Just 2 points this game, 3.5 last week. So that's a shame. But, yeah, nice to see Jonathan Cooper, you know, have a good one here. He's had a really solid year, you know. I mean, this is, it looks like, his 6.5 sack on the season. Justin Simmons also been playing well for us lately. Would love to see Drew Sanders here at some point, but they're continuing to win, and
I know
it's going to be tough. That defense is looking really good. So probably going to be next year before we see much Drew Sanders when Josie Jewell is a UFA.
There you go. Gone. Yeah. Good trade target, Bobbo. Uh-huh. You want to see Danielle Hunter out of Minnesota next season, or would you like to see him come back?
It depends on what that offense looks like. Are they rebuilding and we go into a rookie quarterback? Are we trading Kirk? Then, yeah, sure. I'm fine with Danielle walking. But, gosh, man, Danielle's just so good. It's hard to let a guy like that go. I don't really know what y'all's cap situation looks like. But from a, you know, you probably, if you're going to sign expensive. Kirk.
Yeah.
He's going to got 12 sacks right now. But, I mean, hey, I mean, it's.
He's going to cost you $25 million a year.
No,
as doubt. As a floor.
But, hey, I mean, he's liking Flores' defense. And, I mean, he's being more productive than he ever has been.
I think you got to resign him. But I know it's tricky because you got to bring Kirk back potentially.
Yeah.
So I think it's...
Somebody's getting tagged, surely.
Some tough, yeah. I could see that. Maybe Cousins gets tagged again. But, I mean, that's a fully guaranteed deal, though. So as far as the cap goes, you got to pay Justin Jefferson at some point. You got Kirk that's got to get paid. Is Danielle Hunter the guy who unfortunately has to walk because of financial considerations?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Continuity is really important for me in Dynasty when players are playing well. When players are not playing well or they're in a deep rotation like what we see in Buffalo, that's where I'd like to see them get a new opportunity somewhere else. Because we saw what happened when Uchenna Nwosu got out of Los Angeles and had a chance to really kind of establish himself. He had a phenomenal season, and I think we could see that from a lot of guys if they get their opportunity in free agency. So there you go, folks. That was the Week 11 recap. All the games. We got Monday Night Football coming up, which we should mention is a big one. Yeah. It is going to be Chiefs versus Eagles. Going to be a lot of Taylor Swift content, probably too much, if we're being honest. A lot of Kelce brother focus, a lot of Taylor Swift focus. But
Kelce's mom.
Yeah, they're meeting. The Swifts and the Kelces are meeting, like the parents are meeting, I saw.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be a real just, I don't know, Applebee's before the game, maybe.
Did you see her run off the stage in Argentina into his loving arms?
I was having a debate like with some of my coworkers last week. They're all, you know, they're both women in on the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce romance. And me and the other guy were like, this is a conspiracy. They're, you know, she's got a tour and a movie. He's got the number one sports podcast. Like, I think it's all a sham.
I don't know. I think it's genuine.
My wife thinks
it might
be real.
Why are we standing for celebrity relationships is kind of my main takeaway.
I want to believe because we're all lonely, Josh.
We are lonely and very sad as a populace. So that tracks, I think.
Yeah. So you guys think they're effing?
We're just gonna leave that be and wrap things up here. Look forward to that game. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be on tomorrow night during that game with Jason King from DLF doing the waiver episode. Thank you all for checking that out. Did very well on YouTube and in the podcast feed as well. Just going to try to bring you all some helpful content here as we come down the stretch. Of course, BooBam's waiver wire article will be out Monday night. As far as I know, it's the first to market.
Sure.
And I'll be talking with Jason about some waiver targets as well. We'll have Jace back in the feed. We've got some, oh my God, y'all, we've got some amazing guests lined up.
Who's your top waiver wire for this week? Real quick.
I mean, it's probably going to be Chris Barnes if Kaiser White is out.
What about you?
Servassier Dennis, maybe?
I mean, that's a good one.
Mike Hall.
Michael Walker.
Be up there, yeah. Yep. So, kind of like Sebastian, though. I mean, that'd be fun.
I mean, it's a cool name. Pastor Sebastian.
Great name to have. Also, maybe, what's his face? The Boodle? Maybe we fit him on the roster.
You just want DiCaprio Boodle just so you can look at that name.
Yes, sir.
Really excited.
Look at that Boodle.
I'm going to get us out of here before this guy says something I have to cut and post. So, yeah, make sure you're checking out the website, theidpshow.com. Check out the YouTube as well. Jake and Jeff were live this morning answering your lineup questions. So check them out over there. They go live about 9 a.m. Central. We'll be doing that every week for the rest of the season. Like I mentioned, Jace's ranking episode will be out. We may sneak in a Dynasty episode this week, boys. It is Thanksgiving. Before you hear us back on mic, Thanksgiving probably will have happened, so happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for our listeners, for
love
our subscribers, for our viewers. You all have been a tremendous blessing for us Wash Dads this season, so we appreciate you all tremendously. Hope you have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy the football, and until the next time we see you all, take care. See you soon.